Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Arki Cencute back on the show. Dr. Arki Cencute is the founder of the Learning Center, which is an organization that's been helping people for a long time now. This is paralleled in a parallel universe to his medical practice, which he did for many, many years. He's the author of Built on Trust, which, as you know, is my Bible, my trust Bible. My producer couldn't find it to put it with my stuff today because it's in another place where I use it, and it's dog-eared and bookmarked and marked up and scratched off and everything else. And he's my trust mentor, Arki is, and he's taught us so much over the years, and he's probably yours too, whether you know it or not. He's our good friend, Arki. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. That's very kind of you.
She said, where's Arki's book? And I said, well, it's probably at home. I think I took it home to work with it on another project. So, no, but I know the name of it. I know the name of it. And as you know, it's highly prominent. It's well positioned in my last book, The Third Ingredient. I made sure that 100 years from now, people are still talking about that book. Hey, Arki, trust is one of the things that you have taught us. That trust is not just the right thing to do. And folks, when I say Arki's taught us about trust, you might say, well, duh, I learned that in kindergarten. But folks, in the marketplace, it's more than that. Trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a business best practice. Because Arki, if I can trust you, then I don't have to go shopping around for somebody else, which takes time and energy, and then I have to build a whole new relationship. If I can trust you, it's more efficient.
Well, that's right, and you can plan on what I say, and you can.
I can count on what you say.
That's right. Which means that you can help coordinate the other functions, because you know the functions in an organization often have different priorities, different agendas, mm-hmm. and so forth. So that if one function says, "Well, okay, I can do this," and you trust that, and you have reason to trust that, you know, there's a track record and so forth. Then you can start to coordinate the other functions, especially as a leader in the organization. That's critical. That's what you need to have. And then if I'm in marketing, let's say, and I say, gosh, you know, I'm a little concerned maybe product development is being more perfectionist than they need to be. Why, that's something that as a leader, you know, you might look into that because, you know, I'm not just a name caller. I'm just as interested in time to market as you are, say the leader of the company. So that it's critical. It is a best practices. It's very, very germane and critical to long term success and especially expansion.
Right.
And continued across complicated cross functional. You know.
You know, Arki. One of the things that's happened in the last, since you and I've known each other for the last 20 years, is technology has helped abate inflation. You know, the Fed's wondering why inflation isn't going up. Well, it's because technology is lowering prices. I mean, my telecom prices have been cut by a third over the last 20 years. And there are other areas where I could save money. One of them is a critical technology support level of area of my company that's critical to the future of my company. And there's one individual in his company, a small business, that's been doing that for me for 20 years. And big global national global companies have tried to take me away from him to save me really not a small amount of money. But what I know is that in 20 years, that guy has never let me down. He's right. never failed right. to respond like I would respond if he were my customer. He's never let me down. He's never disappointed me. He's never not told me the truth, even if I didn't want to hear it. And you know what? I'm still writing him a check because it's worth it.
Yes, and even though it's harder to total up what you're spending and what you're saving, you are saving.
Peace of mind. My peace of mind is worth a lot to me.
Yes, that's right.
Especially if it's critical.
That's a great example.
Especially if it's critical.
That's a great example.
LearningCenter.net, is that right?
That's right, LearningCenter.net. From them versus us to trust is our,
there you go.
Is our thing.
Which we're going to talk about.
Us, okay, great.
Yeah, after the break, we're going to talk about this the them versus us thing. We're going to talk about leadership, making sure that the leadership of the company believes and understands the impact, the implications of us versus them. After the break, 20 Tail, right back with Dr. Arki Chankute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.